Well, it's mid-December, and Christmas is less than 2 weeks away. What are you hoping for this Christmas? Have you thought about that? Could you put it into words? I hope. Hello, I'm Pastor Dave Bissett of Clifton Park Community Church, and I'm your pastor for the day, and I'd like to chat about hope. And I have a scripture for you from the book of Psalms, Psalm 33. If you have a Bible at hand or can pull it up on your phone, let's take a look together. Because I think the world understands hope much differently than the Bible. If we take the concept of hope all the way back into the writings of the Greeks, let's say Plato, for instance, Plato thought hope was simply this subjective projection into the future. It's more like a wish. But for the believer, for the Hebrews, and then for the Christians, hope is a spiritual expectation of good because of our confidence in God. Our hope is much different than a wish. It's confidence in God. God is the broker of all our hopes. He's the one who arranges for their fulfillment in accordance with His word. Well, as Christmas Day approaches and we're busy with our preparations and celebrations, let me take you to Psalm 33 for a brief passage that speaks about hope and contrasts the hope of the world versus the hope of the believer. Psalm 33, we'll just do the latter half. Let's begin in verse 13, reading from the ESV. The Lord looks down from heaven. He sees all the children of man. From where He sits enthroned, He looks out on all the inhabitants of the earth. He who fashions the heart of them all and observes all their deeds. The king is not saved by his great army. A warrior is not delivered by his great strength. The warhorse is a false hope for salvation, and by its might it cannot rescue. But verse 18 goes on to say, Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear Him, on those who hope in His steadfast love, that He may deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart is glad in Him, because we trust in His holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. Psalm 33, verses 13 to 22. We see that our God is a God of hope, and He delights to forecast what He will do for us, that we might put our hope in Him. As we approach the celebration of Christmas, we're mindful of all the prophecies that came true at Christmas. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel. A root will come out of the stump of Jesse. All the different prophecies about Messiah. The Old Testament builds our hope in the Word of God about the Messiah He will send to save us. And on that first Christmas Eve, long ago, in the village of Bethlehem of Judea, in accordance with Micah 5:2, the Savior was born. God gives us great cause for hope. He keeps His word. He sent His Son to be our Savior, our Messiah. Well, as you prepare for Christmas this year, and as you interact with loved ones and strangers, perhaps you can help them change from having a worldly hope to a biblical hope. Perhaps you can point them to the Lord God, who is the ground for the Christian's hope. And perhaps share with them Psalm 33, or perhaps jot down a verse reference from Psalm 33 on your Christmas cards or Christmas emails. Well, however we use God's word, may it encourage His people and bring Him glory. Well, I'm glad to be your pastor for today. This is Pastor Dave Bissett. I'm at Clifton Park Community Church in Clifton Park, New York. You're welcome to visit us, or you can find us online. Our website is www.cliftonparkcommunitychurch.org. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Merry Christmas.